Blog Talk Radio.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
All right, everybody, welcome to Yes Have Some Live. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. My name is Craig Goldberg, and I'm here right now with Abigail Gardner.
What's up, everybody?
And we are waiting on Mr. Jacob Walsh to call us here any second now. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for joining. Thank you for coming to talk stressful things with us tonight here at the Yes Have Some Podcast. So what we wanted to do is talk about Ghostbusters 2016. All the new merchandise is coming out this week. And let's just face it, we're a little stressed out. We've had a lot of time to go out and go shopping and pick through the toy aisles. We've been to Toys R Us. We've been to Target.
WWT&T.
We talked about it in episode one. We've made the toy runs. We've been going out there. People have been wondering where these toys are. We've been able to get our hands on some. And, yeah, it's been great. It's been such a fun week after all this time.
I've got my hands on some right now.
Hey.
I'm squeezing a rat ghost.
Speaking of a rat ghost, terrible transition.
Where's Jake?
Jacob Walsh.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Hey, how are you,
that
man?
That was a perfect
Hey, don't call me by my name. I want to be, from here on out, I just want to be known as the third one.
The third one or rat ghost?
I was going to say rat ghost is pretty
I'm
tight.
I'm the third one.
All right.
The third one.
Cool.
Craig,
Jake, what's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm just hanging in there after this weekend.
Yeah.
Tell me about this weekend. Tell me what happened to you that has you hanging in there.
Oh, my God. I mean, Ghostbuster toys, Jaws shoes.
Cool.
And I also put together my X-Wing helmet. It's been rough. It's been a rough couple of days, guys.
Man, I feel
tough
for you, man. I really do. I did want to talk about those Ghostbuster shoes. So let's
Ghostbuster shoes, I wish.
Oh, yeah, Jaws shoes. Well, there's Ghostbuster shoes. That's a thing.
He's fairy. Get on it.
Yeah. So this week, Sperry, the boat shoe company, the fancy boat shoe company, rolled out. I guess they're celebrating the 41st anniversary of Jaws.
Why not? We're going to.
Yeah.
And they put out a line of like 8 different pairs of shoes, men's and women's Jaws inspired shoes. And I know Abby, you got a pair.
Yeah, I did. But it's also part of my what's stressing.
Jake, what did you get out of this Jaws situation?
Yeah, you know, I bought a pair of shoes or 3. I got a couple. There are 4 men's styles, 4 women's styles. I bought 3 of the 4. Probably gonna buy the 4th whenever I can. But I actually went into a Sperry store, and man, it's like decked out in Jaws stuff. There's like window clings. There's all kinds of fancy Jaws stuff in there. And it's super exciting. The shoes are comfortable. They're a little pricey for shoes that I'm scared to wear because I don't want to destroy them.
$75, $80 range.
The three styles I got were $70. The other style is $85, which is weird because like it's the shoe that I'd liked the least out of the 4. But they're really cool, man. The boxes. Yeah, the really cool. The boxes are really cool. The tissue paper looks like it's blood stained. They really went all out. They're really nice shoes, and
I'm jealous that you have your hands on them already.
Yeah, they just happened to drop the same weekend as the Ghostbuster toys, which was great on my wallet. But yeah.
So Ghostbusters 2016. We're a couple months away. The toys started hitting. So we had gotten a word a while back that May 1st was going to be the street date on a lot of these toys, the Mattel line specifically. And lo and behold, May 1st, it really all started like hitting the shelves. So some stuff was leaking out earlier. Some stuff was on eBay. Some stuff was hitting Walmart. But that morning of May 1st, I'm not going to lie, I was at Target. They weren't on the shelves, but I had those Target employees in the back. I was getting proton packs. I got the Ecto Mini, Ecto 1, or two of them, and two proton packs. And I spent the entire day driving around the city of Atlanta. And
sweet-talking employees.
Ooh, was I sweet-talking some retail.
Dropping SKUs.
Yeah. They probably hate me, I'm not going to lie. But out of Walmart, Toys R Us, and Target, which are the three main retailers as far as retail goes, Toys R Us had the most. Consistently, Toys R Us has had, you know, small displays of Ghostbusters figures, and they're kind of disappearing quickly because they're not getting in that much right now. We're going to go into that a little bit more about why that is. But, Jake, were you able to pick up some of these new toys?
Yeah, I picked up a couple. Just like you said, it was really hard to find anything at Targets. I found on the first day, I think I went to like six Targets. The only thing I found at a Target was the Ecto One, the Ecto Mini Ecto One with the little Slimer.
Right.
But in that same Target, they had all the tabs out and the little pegs for everything, and I mean everything, but just none of it was out. The Ecto One was the only thing on the shelf.
Right.
I didn't find anything at any Walmarts, but Toys R Us, I was able to pick up a couple of the ladies. Picking up ladies at Toys R Us.
We got some double.
I got that Slimer where his, like, you pull his tongue and he makes a noise. Which is probably my favorite toy of the new batch so far.
Slimer's got great tongue.
Yeah, he does good. I got a couple things. I got
good.
A Rowan. That's him.
We got him. Let's do it one more time.
I love it.
Well, let's actually talk about what we got. Let's just go into this. I guess let's just go into it right now. But I think we've all kind of decided this is one of our favorite items in the line. So Mattel put out this kind of electronic Slimer. He's about 5.5-6 inches tall, 4 inches wide. It's got a good design. It's definitely Slimer, based on the Slimer from the new movie, but Slimer, you know? There's nobody who's going to walk past it and not know what it is, especially since there's a huge ghost.
A real Slimer's Slimer.
It's a real Slimer's Slimer is what we're saying.
Right.
So it just says Slimer, but it is electronic, and it's got two features. You pull on the tongue, and he kind of screams as, like, nobody wants their tongue pulled, and it's just Slimer basically reacting to you pulling on his tongue, and he screams, and he garbles.
Yeah.
And
right.
So that's amazing. And then if you pull down on his arm, he plays the Ghostbusters theme.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how cool is that?
I love it.
It's
good.
It's, like, the best. It's one of the things I've seen
the most. I don't know.
That people are sharing.
I don't know why. It's the weirdest toy. Like, it's the whole tongue thing's a little weird, but I just really like it. It makes me feel like a child. Like, it's a nice Ghostbusters toy. It's fun, and I'm really happy with the toy situation.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because
it's bringing,
like,
us together.
It's bringing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there who have not been that excited
it's
about
like
this movie.
It's like the Statue of Liberty in Ghostbusters 2. All the toys. We need something we can all get behind. Honestly, I feel like it's a common denominator. Like, a lot of people who weren't enthused about this reboot are kind of coming around in a way because they see the no-ghost on the shelf and it's so exciting. And it's like, how can you not want a little piece of it? Like, you gotta, like, make a little room or some concession or something. So I think that's happening.
Absolutely.
People are warming.
Hey, Sony has been charging up that slime blower. They've been charging up that slime blower. They fucking let it go, and out came Ghostbuster toys.
Out came the rat ghost and the splitter ghost, and we got every single one of them. Let's talk about that.
One second. I wanted to make one more point about this electronic Slimer because I'm just staring at him in the eyes right now.
I'm kissing him.
The cool thing about him is that if you just keep pulling his tongue, he does not stop screaming.
Yeah.
Like
if you just hold it, it's weird.
For anybody who hasn't, I know you can't see it, but here we go. We're going to demonstrate Slimer getting his tongue pulled. This is a world premiere. I should do it like a radio voice. All right, coming off the request line right now, we got Slimer.
That's terrible radio voice.
Yeah.
And then? There it is. That's from Ghostbusters. So there you go. So,
it is. That is. That's Ghostbusters.
That's the song from the movie Ghostbusters. So yeah. So right off the bat, that toy is really cool. So let's break this down a little bit. So we're gonna be taking live calls. We got a couple special guests lined up. Kind of want to open up.
Kind
you
of.
Know. No, I that was a bad transition. That was a bad transition. They are
Get
special guests.
Slimer back out.
Ready? Okay. That was a bad transition. We do have some guests calling in. We're going to be taking live calls here in a little bit. But I wanted to kind of break down what's actually been released so far. So we saw, we knew the line was coming. So this is going to be my what's stressing, all right? Guys, this is what I'm stressing about this week. What I'm stressing about is that we've got 4 6-inch Ghostbusters action figures of our new Ghostbusters, right? We've got
right.
3 other 6-inch figures in the form of Stay Puft, Rowan, and Mayhem,
mm-hmm.
right? This is what's stressing me out. I found out today, because we've been seeing pictures of another Rowan figure that has like a mean face,
yeah.
like a mean head, and I wanted to get
yeah.
to the bottom. I was like, is this like an early version? Was this a prototype? What is this? Guys, I figured it out. I read it today. There is a variant figure of the Rowan that will be released sometime
oh
this summer.
Oh, my
Talk
God.
Talk to me about variants.
Like,
love
why,
it.
Wait, explain it. Widely yeah. released? Where? Exclusive?
It might be,
I need to know.
It might be exclusive to somewhere. I have a feeling it's one of those things where maybe it's kind of spoilery and they don't want to release it yet. But from what I read today, that variant Rowan will be released at some point. Along with the rest of the line, because right now we've got the base line of figures are out, the proton packs out, the squishy guys are out, the ecto minis are out, but
can't find them. That's my what's stressing. Not to take the stress, Mike, but honestly, I want that Abby Yates ecto mini, that package with the Splitter Ghost and the Slimer with hot dogs. I have been pining after it. I think that she looks glasses on and that like crouch pose and her suit and her pack and everything. I want it. I like the size of it. Something about it is just, it's cute as fuck, but also tight and like tough. And I mean, I just want it and I can't find them. And that's like, let's be honest. Like at this point we've bought everything that's available. Like we've combed, we've questioned employees and probably annoyed people, but we've gotten most everything that's in stores, so I can't find these minis, and it's like stressing me the fuck out. It's pissing me off. So I think we need to get them. So
yeah, and I haven't. So some people have been picking up the Ecto Mini blind bags. They've got the original guys, which I think are Walmart exclusives, and then they've got the girls and all the stuff from the new movie. And I was looking at the packaging today, and I was looking at all the Ecto Minis, and there was you got your 4. But Ghostbusters, and then there's like a trap, and then there's ghosts, and then there's Kevin, and there was this dude in the middle with like nondescript white dude with brown hair, and
it's
I was
like Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, and I was like, who is that? Who's this dude? And I did some questioning about that, and the consensus is that is the human form of Rowan, who's getting a minifigure. So
we got
that going on.
Okay, so there is an evolution and like a transformation. And there's a cute little Rowan, and I want that. Ooh, let's talk about Miss Slimer for a minute.
Whoa.
Oh.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. That is a spoiler.
I think everybody knows.
Spoiler is.
This could be considered spoiler territory. Jake, you and me have talked about it extensively.
Oh, yeah. It's all we talk about these days.
Miss Slimer is bae.
Say it again.
Miss Slimer is bae. Yo, I know. I want a Miss Slimer tattoo. Jake, you're going to do that next time we hang out.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, dude, yeah, like, and I want it big, like,
we're gonna do
forearm
it.
Or something, like, chest piece.
Well, let us, fill us in, to those who don't know or haven't heard, what are you talking about? What's
I'm
Miss Slimer?
I'm talking about the little Miss Slimer figure that's part of the Ecto Minis, one of the blind bags. It's part of the, it comes with, like, a little slime containment unit, which I think is awesome and, like, a very cool throwback because I like to have like a physical, gooey, sticky, messy toy like that. It reminds me of the 90s. It makes me happy. But the Little Miss Slimer is like this very small scale, like iridescent Slimer with like jaw dropped traditional face, but like a cute little purple bow. And it's just like adorable and menacing and like all the stuff that I like about like toys. And I can't wait to have it. We ordered one. It's coming in the mail tomorrow. So
yeah, Amazon's been getting some of the stuff in. The four girl figures are there. The villains are there. Some of the minifigures. So I was able to put in an order for the Miss Slimer that comes in slime. And then the what Jake referred to as the cutest toy he's ever seen, the Rowan that comes in the slime.
Yeah, it is.
So, but Jake, man, before we take calls and really take a deep dive into the past, present, and future of Ghostbusters toys and merchandise, do you have anything specifically stressing you out about this toy line or what you've seen so far?
No, you know, the only thing that stresses me out is just, like, the fact that it comes out, everything kind of comes out really slowly. You got to just, like, keep going back and keep going back to find anything. I was at my Toys R Us yesterday where I picked up one of the packs, and as I was checking out, the clerk or... clerk, is that the right thing? I don't know. The guy working there was just like, he was like, oh yeah, he's like, you're getting the pack, the pack's the coolest toy. And and I was like, yeah, well, there's actually way more toys than what you guys have. All my Toys R Us had was the four women and the Ecto-1 mini and then the proton pack. And I was like, well, there's way more figures. And he's like, yeah. Oh well, that's all we got. And according to our plan, that's all we're getting. And I just wanted to be like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. Other Toys R Us's have more. You probably will get more. I don't know. That's the thing that stresses me out. I want to go to Target or to Toys R Us the first day everything's out, and I want it all to be right there.
Yeah. And it's I want to go, like, in the back. There's been points over the last couple of days of searching for these toys where I just, like, want to go through the doors into, like, their storage area. And just, like, let me do it. Like, I know where it is. Just let me get it.
For
like,
sure.
It's not a big deal. Yeah, you don't want to look.
You know that there's a whole palette. There's a whole palette of the entire GB 2016 toy line just sitting there, and they're just not putting it out purposely to mess with you.
And that's why you can't trust these people who work at these stores. Because they're out to get you.
They're all out.
And when I say talking about you two specifically.
My Walmart contact got fired, so I don't know what to do.
Oh, you lost
your
guy?
Your source got fired?
He got fired. The guy who got me the cardboard stuff, he got fired.
I can't believe the guy who's routinely stealing promotional merchandise from Walmart got fired.
We're going to have to start, supporting Walmart employees.
But why couldn't this have happened after Ghostbusters? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably was like, go for it.
Is this what we're doing? Is this what we're doing? I had a talk with him, and I said, hey, man, you go back to that Walmart, you tell them you're sorry, you get that job back.
Yeah.
You just show up, start working again.
Nobody.
I actually
did
that once.
We know. Jake, you pulled a George Costanza. You just went back.
You just went in. For a long absence.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, well, you know what? I feel bad for that guy because it's hard to get a job these days, especially a job where you can routinely supply acquaintances with promotional merchandise for movies. So we hope that he lands on his feet. Whoever he is.
Yep. And we hope we get our hands on some of that promotional stuff too. Or else we're gonna go start taking it ourselves.
Cool. So we're gonna go deep, guys. We're gonna this discussion is about to get philosophical. It's going to get possibly
spiritual,
sexual even.
Whew.
And we do have a special guest joining us. And we like this guy. I'm gonna go ahead and say we like this guy, all the way. from the East Coast of the United States of America, the leader, the man, the myth, the legend.
The megaphone.
The founder of Ghostbusters Virginia, Mr. Dan Harshman. Are you with us?
I am totally here and just chuckling away. How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Good
to have you back.
Was that introduction, like, worthy of you?
That was probably the most appreciation I've ever got from the entire community since 1997. So I'm pretty much that's shower material. I'm getting off.
Yeah.
And you mean when we sit down to do the oral history of PKE Surge, you're not going to get the love like that?
No, because they're all going to be asking what the fuck this guy is talking about. Where's Chase Ambrose?
Oh, man. Well, cool. Dan, I don't know. You haven't been on the S Have Some podcast before. I gave you a little bit of an introduction. Why don't you, let the people know who you are, what you're all about, all those kind of good things.
Where do I start? I've been with the online portion of the Ghostbusters community since 1997. I first signed up for, like, Bill Enko's message board and totally lied about my age, because when you signed up for that message board, you had to confirm if you were 13 or older. I was 10. I was just like, no, I want to talk to other Ghostbuster fans. And since then, it's just been a spitball of stupidity and bad decisions. And then got into the prop building a little bit and got better at that, and teamed up with Ron Daniels and Austin Young and all those old timer guys and AJ Quick and all that from Ghostbuster fans, and launched PKE Surge in 2009, and it's just been a whirlwind of events when you really look back on it. And then you just kind of regret it all, because it's like, wow, this is for a 30-year-old movie, and this is what I'm doing with my life.
Yep.
But
I say that to myself every morning before I walk out of the house.
Every morning before you click check out on that cart full of another $200 worth of Ghostbusters merchandise.
Yeah.
I'll deal with the ramifications later.
Yeah, pretty much. But I founded Ghostbusters Virginia in 2001. Those are dogs. That has nothing to do with me.
But we're pet friendly here on the Yes House.
But founded them in 2001, and we were kind of a sleeper franchise. You know, Virginia's a big state, so it's kind of hard to get all of us together. And for some reason, it's really hard to get dedicated members in Virginia. So it's always been kind of a rocky franchise that's never gotten the popularity or the big timeness that the Georgia Ghostbusters or the Atlanta Ghostbusters have gotten, or anything like that. But it's my franchise, and I'm proud of them. I mean, like, you know, no other franchise has Phil Yee Hansen. So like, I have Phil.
I got Phil. Phil.
He's
Phil,
an important get.
He's an important get. And what I like about Phil,
he's
got cute kids. And he's a great photographer, and his pictures always look so good.
He is hands down the nicest human being in the Ghostbusters community. Like, by far. Like, he comes to events and hangs out with me, and I end up walking away feeling like this gigantic, horrible curmudgeon, because he can't say a bad thing about anyone. And I'm just like, oh, well, that guy, I remember when he cheated on his girlfriend that was also part of the Ghostbusters community. I hate that dude. Oh, well, that guy, he crowdfunded his Ecto. I don't like him either. And Phil's just like, I love everybody. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks, Phil.
Unlike the Yes Have Some podcast. We can literally talk bad about everybody, including each other, behind our backs. We're good people. Jake, we're good people, right?
We're terrific.
Not at all. terrible people. Bunch of assholes. And I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
cool. So this is what we're going to do. Dan, thanks for that. Now everybody knows you. Or they knew you before, but now they know you even better.
They think they knew. They thought they knew. They had no idea.
They had no idea. So this is what we're going to do. We got a couple people on hold. We're going to be talking about GB 2016. Before we kind of gave a little bit of a rundown. Dan, real quick, have you been able to pick up? We'll go back just a little bit. I think most of our people listening are fans of Ghostbusters. Not everybody is super pumped about the new movie coming out. Some are, some aren't.
Wait,
so why don't you tell
this podcast? This podcast isn't about Godzilla.
Well, it usually
it is now.
It's about Jaws 3.
This is the Jaws 3 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And no, so why don't you kind of let us know a little bit about what I'm getting like a there's like a ghost. There's like a
like
here.
A
ghost.
Yeah. I hear it. Yeah.
No.
Got a bunch of ghosts on this table.
Yeah, why don't you give us a little bit of background, like a quick 30-second rundown of your opinions of the reboot, and then move into what your toy buying experience has been this week.
I'm not a reboot supporter. That's if you're my friend on Facebook or anything like that, it's pretty obvious that I'm not. But at the same time, I really cannot put myself in the same category as some of the horribly vicious people. You and Abby are really excited for the reboot. I'm so excited for you guys, and I wish I could share in that, but I haven't been happy with anything that I've heard from day one. The moment that the Sony emails leaked, just through the pre-production work into the filming, everything that I was seeing, this movie isn't for me. And I've gone off on some pretty good tangents on my own personal Facebook page. But
right.
At the same time, I'm definitely ready to defend anybody that wants to be excited about it.
Right. I think that's the thing. I think there's a way to have like really good open discussion. I'm excited about it, but I haven't liked everything that I've seen. And there's definitely, as we get closer, that level of, I mean, me and Jake have talked about it a lot, and Abby, like, it's starting to feel very real, and there's, like, that hesitation, like, wait, don't happen yet, because I still want to hold on to this hope that it's going to be everything I want it to be, because there's always that chance that we could walk out of the theater and, to put it lightly, blow our heads off.
Well, but yeah, we're going to have the
like,
whole eye open. So that
you
we
guys
don't.
Are gonna have the ending. You're gonna have the ending scene to fanboys, where as the credits start to roll, they look at each other and it's like, "What if this sucks?"
Oh,
hey guys.
Guys.
We have
I'm.
Okay, so we have somebody
right
calling
now.
In right now. This is one of the special guests. I didn't tell anybody because, well, I didn't know it was happening. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, have some exclusive. We're talking Ghostbusters 2016. Mr. Paul Feig, are you with us on the phone?
Yes, I am. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Paul.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You so much for joining the Yes Have Some podcast.
My pleasure. I'm ducking out of the editing room really quick, so I don't have a ton of time. I just wanted to call in and say hey.
Wow.
Well, we really,
really nice
we
to
really,
have you.
Really
seriously,
nice to
thank
have.
You so much for calling. This is amazing.
My pleasure.
Paul, just to kind of give you a quick catch-up, we do thank you for taking your time to call in. This is Abby and Craig. You met us at the Ghost Corps event. We are the newly engaged couple. And then we got Jacob Walsh, who's a member of the Georgia Ghostbusters. And we also have Dan Harshman on the line, who's the leader of Ghostbusters Virginia.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I admire all you guys. It was so great to meet Abby and Craig, definitely, and all you guys. But, I appreciate all that you guys do to keep Ghostbusters alive and all the amazing charity work you guys do and everything. I really just think Ghost has
to
be.
We appreciate all you're doing to keep Ghostbusters alive. I'm trying.
Absolutely.
You're doing a hell of a job.
Well,
I personally am extremely excited.
Oh, good. Thanks. No, it's. I mean, it'll be fun. Look, I understand that there's hesitation around and fear about it, and that's perfectly normal. Anytime you touch a beloved property, it becomes a dicey thing for some people, and some people just reject it out of hand, and other people get excited about it. But all I can say is, we're facing it like fans. You know, we came into it like fans, you know, Katie and I especially, and you know, just kind of loved the idea of bringing it to a new generation, and you know, made the controversial decision to not make it a sequel. You know, we'll see how that goes, but you know, from our point of view, it was a way to almost be more respectful to the original by not, you know, by not, I don't know. If a sequel goes wrong, if you will, I feel like it almost kind of back taints the original properties versus if it's a, you know, standalone on its own. It's to me was a way to kind of, you know, get to play with it, bring it to a new generation, but to not interfere with what came before. And you know, again, only history and the fans can judge if that was the right decision or not. But you know, for me, it was just a really, you know, the way to do it, and you know, and it's, I just want to strive or get across that it was very sincerely done and thought out.
Yeah, well, I think you know, no matter what anybody's opinion is, like we're all Ghostbusters fans, and there's a level of excitement. Like we've been talking about all the merchandise coming out this week. Oh, we don't want to put you on the spot with any like hard hitting Ghostbusters questions. Well,
right.
So
what's the plot for
number
the
one, so here's the thing.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Well, I mean, that's the number one thing we hear. We have so many, like, so we've talked about it ad nauseum. There is terrible people out there who are hating on things about this movie because of reasons that are just not even worth talking about, because they are misogynists, because they hate themselves and their family, and you know, I wouldn't want to be around these people in any kind of public manner. But then with what we found is within the hardcore Ghostbusters community, the conversations are much more positive and much more thought provoking. And there's a real buzz about this movie. There's always going to be some hesitation. There's also tons of support. And the one question that does keep coming up is there a way? Because personally, I've always been happy with it being a reboot. And I've always been happy with the direction, and I love it's a, kind of a revisitation or a reimagining with different characters, and these characters can exist on their own, and they can, and they don't have to identify with those original archetypes. And you could just, I mean, you saw it with the clips of Chris Hemsworth released this week. It's a different character than we've seen in Ghostbusters, and those are so funny. And it's just
and
so,
they're developing the equipment, and Jillian Holtzman and her existence makes me so happy. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing. But yes.
The question that comes up, is there a way once that maybe not within this film, but in the greater Ghostbusters universe to connect? And like you said, you know, we'll see how this goes to connect back into those original movies. I mean, you mentioned in an interview recently about a possible multiverse, and that's kind of the first we've heard from you. I mean, do you have any opinion on that? Are you just so focused on what you're doing right now that you can't really get to there just yet? Or is it just like, hey, everybody just go to the theater and watch the movie and wait and see?
No, I mean, you know, honestly, it's funny because that multiverse thing came out, and I think I don't remember where that came from, to be honest, if that was early on in the process or not. I mean, I think it's the way that we're doing this, it's going to be very hard to connect this with the previous one, unless there was sort of, you know, a ghost came and gave everybody amnesia, you know, you know, I really did want to keep this its own thing. I don't know. It'd be very hard to do that,
right,
with what I've done. It doesn't mean it can't be done, because obviously they've seen all kinds of things happen when someone, you know, when especially fantasy and sci-fi writers, you know, put their minds to it, you know. And I
right,
know that
right.
Ivan loves the idea of a big multiverse, you know, as he should, because that's his baby and his creation. And you know, they've
right.
got the animated movie they're working on. I know they're working on another series. I think I can't say that officially, but
right.
I believe that's true. So, yeah, you know, again, this was – A, you're right. I'm just so deep buried into just getting this one together and all that. But it's hard – it would be hard to connect them right now, but who
right.
knows.
Well, I really appreciate you just being just being totally open about that. Now, I know that I messaged you earlier. So we're talking about the merchandise. So let's just, if you have another second, the one question. I know me and Jake, we've talked about it, and Abby, are we going to, if you know, maybe you don't know, is there a 6-inch Kevin figure coming with the Ecto 2? Because that is what I need to get my hands on.
In everything that I've been developing and seen, it is not yet, but you know, it doesn't mean it won't be. But at the moment, it's not in the things that I've seen. There's definitely with the Lego set, it's small, but there's a, you know, a Lego Kevin and a Lego Ecto 2. But at the moment, the Lego Ecto 1 is really cool. I got to see it at the toy fair and have gotten to see it as it's been developing, and it's really awesome.
Yeah,
I feel like
there's a lot of other cool stuff.
Action figure.
Maybe.
I know exactly.
I could see Kevin walking in with like a Rambo figure. And
we'll just get an old G.I. Joe and dress it up.
Right.
We're going to make that figure.
There you go.
Yeah, well,
there's other cool stuff coming. Oh, sorry. The Funko stuff I've got. The Funko stuff is really cool. And I know I've published pictures of that from the Toy Fair, but they sent me the first batch of samples, and they're really fun. They're really cool. And then there's just I don't know. I mean, I guess a lot of it's in Walmart now. I went to buy Toys R Us yesterday, and they hadn't gotten it in yet. So I think they're just kind of rolling it out slowly.
Yeah. Well, we talked earlier, it's just been so cool. Sunday, we kind of gotten word that May 1st was the street date, and we just were Target, Walmart, Toys R Us, just seeing brand new Ghostbusters merchandise on the shelves was just such a treat, and something that we haven't really gotten basically since Extreme Ghostbusters or 1989 with Ghostbusters 2. So it was just so much fun. Dan in Virginia, Jake here, we I know they can both attest to going out and
buying everything that we could.
It's super fun.
No, it's exciting for me just because, you know, I've never done a project that's gotten to have merch, and I'm such a collector of all that stuff too. And so, you know, getting that going was interesting, because there was some hesitation on the behalf of a lot of companies to even do this stuff. And you know, but we just pushed it through, and you know, because it's fun. I mean, you know, I wish my other movies had stuff like this, but it's really neat. Like,
the action figure.
Yes, exactly. I need.
I'm so happy that there's female action figures right now that are in jumpsuits, that are articulated, that have gear, that are tough and awesome. It makes me so happy. So thank you, Paul Feig, from the bottom of my heart. I have been wanting that for a long time. So you have given me
my pleasure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm waiting for those heavyweights action figures myself.
The envy of the entire camp.
Yeah, so the Tim in short shorts will be a special treat for everyone.
Just that the cutoff Carolina.
That's the
build a figure. It's so funny because I was a fan of.
I take Freaks and Geeks action figures too.
Yeah, we would take that too.
Yeah,
I'm
actually
like
trying to get Funko to do those.
I want Linda Cardellini. Yeah,
does this mean we're
going to
get
shelf?
Mm-hmm. Are we going to get a Patty Tolan action figure with slapping action?
Right. With the button in the back you push?
Never
custom.
No, you squeeze the legs together and she just slaps.
That's awesome.
Is there anything else I can answer for you guys? I got a couple more minutes if there's anything you want to
talk about.
Go for it.
Craig, if you wouldn't mind, I want to touch on the multiverse, because I'm just excited about that. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to read any of the IDW comics.
Yeah,
I
do. I like those. I think they're cool.
They're really excellently written. And, you know, the great thing is there's a lot of homages in Ghostbusters 2016 to a lot of the original concept artwork, to a lot of the ideas and stuff that were set down by Dan Aykroyd. One off the top of my head is even the red stripe going through the Ecto-1's logo, which was part of one of the original Ecto-1 designs. If the studio was able to, if Ivan and the studio and everything like that came to you with what you felt would be a viable idea to cross over the two universes, is that a project do you think you would want to be attached for? Would you want to direct that? Is that something that you think would be interesting for you?
Possibly. It's hard to say. You know, it's so weird. Like, right when you're at the end of a movie, you're kind of like, oh, you know,
right.
just kind of
oh, I'm sure.
trying to see the forest for the trees. But, you know, look, I love this franchise. And, you know, again, it's another one of the reasons why I thought it was, you know, when it was brought to me, why I wanted to get involved and reboot it, because it's, you know, it's just one of those ideas that's the most brilliant idea in the world, which is, you know, funny people fighting the paranormal with technology. Is so great, and you go like it, you feel like they can't just exist in two movies that were, you know, 25, 30 years ago. And so I just think the more opportunity there is to tell stories within that universe, whether it's, you know, our rebooted universe or in the original one or whatever, it's just the idea is so great. And you know, and the big thing for me when I was putting the movie together is, you know, the idea is fantastic. The world is fantastic, everything. But that movie wouldn't have been what it was without those four guys and the funny people around them, you know. And so even though I love the idea, I wanted to reboot that, I realized the main thing I had to have was the four funniest, best chemistry people I could have and then the best people around them. And so, you know, it's a long way of saying I think all that stuff's cool as long as in the center of it you've got – worthy, you know, successors to whoever that is, whether it's a new team, and each time it's
right.
a new team, who knows? But that's really the key to it.
Right. Well,
absolutely.
And Paul, I wanted to ask you real quick that in the Empire Magazine article that came out this week, there was mention briefly of some members of Harold Ramis's family visiting
mm-hmm.
the set, and it being kind of
yeah.
like an emotional thing. Is that something that you could? I mean, was that did his daughter stop by, or was that something
yeah.
that, you know, you arranged, or?
Yeah, I mean, Erica Ramis is just one of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet in your life. I knew Harold because we were both directing The Office at one point, and I got to become friendly with him, and he was just the greatest guy, but. So I always felt kind of close to him, and I'm actually on the board of his new film school, you know, that he's got in Second City in Chicago, his comedy film school. But Erica, you know, the minute we put it together, wanted to be, you know, around and wanted to come visit, which was so spectacular. And so she came, I think, when we were doing prep, and then she came to the set, and it was very emotional for her. And I'll give you a headline right now. Actually, Harold's son has a quick cameo in the movie, and
wow.
in one shot we have Harold's daughter and Harold's baby grandson as an extra in one of the shots. So
holy shit.
You know, Harold is all over this. I mean, you know, I know, you know, some of the haters have gotten on me about that whole thing, but it's like, you know, if I hadn't had the blessing of Erica and the, you know, the Ramis family, I don't know if I would have done this. You know, we've been so respectful to everybody. Dan Aykroyd has come to a bunch of our test screenings. You know, he's around. He's you know, I always check with him on like technical jargon, and he's kind of sent us terms and stuff to do. So,
just,
you know, and
just
Ivan obviously.
Just check with him on dates.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Paul, all the original
people have just been so involved, and that's what's so nice.
Right.
Paul,
that,
have you had the pleasure of attending a Walgreens Crystal Head Vodka signing with Dan Aykroyd? It is out of this world.
We've been there.
No,
Paul,
I
have
not.
No idea.
I, you know, I've been given several bottles, which I think I've plowed through a couple of them.
I imagine.
you know, that's so good to hear, you know, about the Ramis family showing up. And it's just like you sit back and you see all the, you know, all the negativity and hate about the reboot. But then you got to think, like, you got so many people involved with the original, you know, movie, giving their blessing and working on this movie and being in the cameos. And it's just like it's such a good thing. It's such a good feeling to know that these people are for it. You know, why shouldn't
yeah.
we be?
Yeah,
it's exciting.
No, No, it's really cool. You know, and again, look, the haters are going to do what they do. And I respect everybody, you know, except the hardcore misogynists. They can go fuck themselves. But everybody else, you know, again, you know, it gets – and it's nice to kind of be on here, because what happens is I give these interviews and I always say – you know, there's a lot of people who have an issue with this movie because they're worried about it. It's a reboot, blah, blah, blah. I say that I completely get, and I hear those people's fears, and I completely understand that, and I hope they'll give us a chance, and if they don't, I completely respect that. But there is this other small minority of guys who are just anti-women, and those are the ones I can't take. But it always gets painted like I say, everybody against the movie is misogynist, and that has never, ever been the case.
Right,
so,
right.
The press
sounds
always
like,
clips that out.
Sounds like somebody got one of Vito's private messages.
I think some people are just doing it just because they want. You know, I was checking out – the day the toys came out, I was just looking at the Ghostbuster tags. And I saw a picture where this guy, he bought a bunch of the merchandise the day it came out. But his post was like, bought the new Ghostbuster toys, but this movie's still going to fail. And I was just like, what? It's going to fail,
but
I'm going to buy
all the
stuff
from it. You sure you don't like it? Like, I see that all the time, too.
I know Mattel thanks him quite a bit. I know that. They'll just have to give his money.
I mean, Craig's been having to deal with me talking about how I bought the figures just so I could put the 84 packs on them. And have girl Ghostbusters with the original crew.
That's fantastic. I love that. But that, you should be able to mix and match. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Agreed.
No, but, you know, I mean, for me, it's just the idea. I just kind of put a final button on that thing we were talking about Harold and the whole gang is, you know, this, with the hater, there is everyone kind of wants to paint me especially, but, you know, everybody involved, but me especially, is kind of this monster who's just sort of, like, swept in to, you know, kind of mine this thing for everything it's worth. I swear to God, it's not, you know, I can get paid on any movie. I mean, at a point in my career, I can make kind of, you know, whatever movie I want. And so it's not like, I'm going to get a giant paycheck. I love this idea, and I love this world. It was out there. The studio was going to make it. They were going to people. It was the kind of thing where, like, somebody's going to do it. And, you know, it just happened to be I got inspired because of the idea of being able to do it with these funny women that I know. And Amy Pascal loved that idea and was very supportive. And you know, it comes from – it's hard for people, some people to believe, but it really does come from a pure place. And I'll never be able to convince some people about that, but it really, really does. And you know, and look, people might not like the movie. I don't know. That I have no control over. All I can do is try to make what I wanted, what I saw in my head, and try to make the best that way I can and showcase these amazing actors in this movie and bring some new fun special effects, you know, that are both – some are practical and some are CG and a lot are a mix. And, you know, just my only goal is to let – people have a great time, to entertain people, to give them a, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours of laughs and fun, and that's it. And that's the whole reason why that original movie was made. That's why Ivan and those guys made it. And, you know, we don't have any hidden agenda. We're not like, you know, we're not Machiavellian. It's just like, our only agenda is like, how can we get people to laugh and how can we give them a couple of scares and really just kind of, you know, hopefully blow them away or at least just give them a really fun time in the theater. So,
yeah.
You know.
And I think that's what everybody, you know, going into it is gonna hope for and want. And a lot of support.
Yeah.
From,
as a female in the community, I am super pumped. I couldn't be any more excited to see this. I've been wearing the jumpsuit and going to events and, you know, marching in the parade. And girl power is a huge part of my life. And Kristen Wiig is one of my favorite people. And Kate McKinnon has become one of my favorite people. Melissa McCarthy,
yeah.
Leslie Jones, like, these are, they speak my language. They get me. And to see them on screen, like, being funny, wearing a jumpsuit, like, looking tough and, like, wielding stuff and thinking of stuff and doing math equations and, like, developing the equipment. It's, like, so fucking inspirational for me. Like, I literally need to, from the bottom of my heart, for tough days that I've had to go through, I think about Leslie Jones. I think about that backlash and the heat that they've gotten on this movie and that you've gone through.
Yeah.
And it just inspires me because I'm like, I can take anything. Like, thinking of that, like, has honestly inspired me. This movie is going to be fucking awesome. And thank you so much for calling. This is, like, so incredible. So.
Well, thanks, Abby. That means a
lot.
Absolutely. It means a lot. And I appreciate you guys, you know, doing this, Craig. I appreciate you asking me to call in, and thanks for taking the time. And
yeah,
I'm going to jump back in the editing room, but really, thanks. And again, really a sincere thank you to all the Ghost Heads for just being amazing people who use this franchise not just for fun or for, you know, but to actually raise money and to do community service. I mean, you know, you guys are the true Ghost Heads. You guys are the true fans, and it's so appreciated.
Yeah,
I just do it to get drunk.
Well, there's that too.
Well, listen, Paul Feig, thank you so much. I know you got to get back to going to go edit Ghostbusters. Is what you're going to go do right now, which
That's
is amazing.
Right now.
So hopefully, maybe once the movie comes out, we can talk more openly about plot and all, without spoiling anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have you back on. And
I love that.
One question I asked you this, you might not remember, I asked you this out in California. Will the word fuck be in this movie? Because I want it.
I need it.
Me too.
Please?
Oh my. God bless you
just
all. it's a bit of a debate.
He's just
right going to
hang up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're PG-13, so.
Right.
So technically we're allowed
one.
I know, we do get one.
Just,
one in there.
TBD. TBD.
Okay, TBD. Maybe a deleted scene. Maybe we could just edit. Or I love when people are like, "Oh, this Ghostbusters movie's, this Ghostbusters is really controversial." I'm like, "Yeah, you know, they might not even say fuck in it."
I know. Well, my favorite was when I announced it. I got inundated by all these kind of moms and stuff going like, "I hope this will be family friendly like the original one." I was like, "When's the last time you watched the original one?" They say shit constantly. Dan Aykroyd gets a blowjob and they're smoking the whole time.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that earlier. Would there be an homage to the ghost blowjob? Like, are we going to see like Christine? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
How do you think Kevin gets possessed?
That's right. It can happen many ways. Many ways.
Well,
in. That's right.
Awesome.
Paul Feig, thank you so much. Thanks for what you're doing with the community and interacting and directing Ghostbusters.
Go
and
get back to editing.
Go get back. We we will be looking
exactly.
forward to July 15th.
Yeah. We'll be here in
that's
here.
That's it.
All right.
Got it. Abby, Craig, Jacob, and Dan, thank you so much. You guys are great. Keep up the great work.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Have a
Cheers.
Night, Paul.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Holy shit.
Wait.
All
there
right.
We got
guys.
Special guest tonight.
Are we alive?
Special
we guest
Dan
alive?
Larso. Hold on. Can I ask a question here, Craig?
Yeah.
Did you just pay, like, an impersonator to call us? What is happening?
Yep.
That was Ron Daniels.
That was Ron Daniels, everybody. So, like an hour ago, I tweeted Paul Feig. I was like, hey, yes, have some podcasts. We're talking Ghostbusters tonight. Call us.
I didn't think
and
so.
Like
the Bill Murray. Now. Like, that's crazy.
So I'm just sitting here looking at my phone, and I get a direct message from Paul Feig. Hey, I'm on hold. And I'm like, okay. Dan, whatever you're talking about, shut up.
Sorry, Dan. Oh, my God. This is going to be
so
great.
Here's the thing. So much stress. Why don't we got a bunch of people on hold. Why don't we go –
That was when we needed what's stressing.
Yeah, now I'm stressed. Well, before we go to somebody on hold, 631 area code, you're about to be on. What did you guys think of that? How cool was that?
That was incredible. That was everything I wanted to say when I was in Los Angeles, like at the Sony lot in front of the Ecto, taking a photo with Paul Feig. I mostly just like melted into a puddle. It was like, look at my engagement ring. So I'm so glad I got to say all that.
Yeah.
So that made me happy.
Cool. Jake, how are you?
Yeah, that was super cool, man. It's kind of surreal, you know, to be able to have someone like that on the show and give us some real insight and a little bit of news about the movie. That was super fun. I wish I would have known he was going to be on the show so I could have gathered some thoughts a little better.
I would have
but
put
that
some
was
pants
super
on.
Cool. Yeah.
That was cool.
I am in my pajamas in my living room and just like we just had a conversation with Paul Feig, the director of Ghostbusters. That was fun.
I kind of feel bad. I feel like Dan thinks I set him up because I'm like, hey, Dan, tell us what you think about the reboot.
Start talking some shit about
it. And then he's like, okay, 5 minutes in, get a little heated. We got Paul Feig on the line.
I just wish Paul Feig would have been like, oh, hey, Dan, what was that?
I heard what you said.
Just would have been fun. Just like fucking with him, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I have found about Paul Feig. Like, I think and obviously he comes off as an incredibly sincere and genuine guy. Like, and my beef is never been with the people individually. I mean, like, it's literally just, I'm a fanboy set in my ways. It's not what I want. So, you know, then I don't consume the parts that I want to consume. Then I do, but I'm not going to go out of my way to go and, you know, like all the people harassing Leslie Jones on Twitter, or Vito from New York, who used to be Ray Stantz on Facebook, religiously private messaging people. Yeah, I'll call out that motherfucker on the
he
air.
He called me a cunt.
Yeah, I mean, he's like disgusting. I'm like, sure, if you have problems with the movie,
funny.
you're allowed to have that opinion. That's fine. But
absolutely,
fuck,
yeah.
You don't go harassing people. That's completely ridiculous. I mean, there's plenty of things about Ghostbusters before the reboot that I didn't like. It was called Extreme Ghostbusters.
Hey,
you know,
that's not
Halle Berry.
She's smart,
like,
too.
How about Slimer in the real Ghostbusters? I mean, that was atrocious. Everything the moment Dave Coulier took over on the real Ghostbusters, I don't really care for. But I'm
dude,
the fan. I'm
the
consumer.
Think you
I'm allowed
about
to consume.
Dave Coulier that way.
No.
Oh, I will headbutt you through this phone.
Cut it out.
Okay, cool. Let's take some calls here. We got about a half hour left. This has been obviously tons of fun so far, and I'm just glad when Paul called, I didn't go, "Hey, Paul, remember when you directed Spy? That was awesome."
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't do that. Okay, cool.
Good
here we
job,
go.
Everyone.
416, you are on the line. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Adam Skinner from Toronto, Ontario, formerly of Cross the Streams Ghostbusters podcast.
Hey, man.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. First off, I need to say that was really fucking cool. I'm listening on the line, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is going to be some sort of a little gag they're doing amongst each other. No, no. It's Paul Feig. And what a nice fucking guy.
We followed up the first live episode had Larry calling in from God knows where talking about Cracker Barrel,
North Carolina.
Yeah, and then then we got Paul Feig. So Adam, man, Cross the Streams has been on a little
thanks
bit
for
of
following that up.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Cross the Streams Radio. Longtime Ghostbusters podcast. You guys are on a little bit of a hiatus still, correct?
You know what? Guess how long it's been? It's been 2 fucking years.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I know.
Whoa,
it's
not a hiatus. That's forced retirement.
That's yeah, pretty much. There's mumblings, but I'm not going to get into that. But what I've got to get into is my stress. No fucking Ghostbusters toys in Canada.
Oh, nothing.
Nowhere. Nothing. Nothing.
You have no Ghostbuster toys.
It's the worst. So the thing that we've got Toys R Us and we've got Walmart, and that's pretty much it for your big box toy stores. We don't have Target. We don't have our old Zellers or Kmart anymore. Toys R Us, I've called. They don't even know that there is Ghostbusters toys. There's toys for that? I'm like, yep, there is. They're supposed to be out today. Okay. And they're like, you know, call back in a couple weeks. And there's nothing online. Like ToysRUs.com doesn't even have the toys listed yet. And Amazon Canada doesn't really do toys all that much. So I don't really know what I'm going to do because I can't get my hands on anything. I want the Proton Pack. That's pretty much all I want. And
you got to sneak over.
Yeah,
right.
I'm going to have to. My girlfriend's going to Florida this weekend. Hopefully she can get it. Fingers crossed.
If you can't, let me know. I'll trade you a Proton Pack that we can get for the awesome steelbook cases that you guys are getting that we can't get.
Oh, those are cute.
That's a good idea.
These are cute as fuck.
Those ones are coming.
Those steelbooks are coming to Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Canada
those are
only.
Canada exclusives.
Oh,
so
which is it Best Buy? Is it Walmart exclusive? Do you know?
Best Buy.
It was Amazon. Was it Best Buy? That's right, it was Best Buy.
I have access to both of those things. Yeah, those steelbooks are great.
Adam, it's funny you mentioned the thing about the employees because, like, as a Ghostbusters fan or a fan in general, like, so I told Jake this. I didn't bring a cart with me to the aisle, and I'm holding all of these toys, walking through, like, I'm making eye contact with people, expecting them to be, like, impressed with the fact that I have all these new Ghostbusters toys. Like, they're like, wow,
they don't care.
They don't care. And then you get to the front, and the people that work there, not only do they not know, they don't care. So much so that I was spending, I think my total bill was around $240. The guy scans everything, looks at me and goes, hey, did you know there's a new movie coming out of Ghostbusters?
Oh, my God.
And I looked at him, and I went, no, what are you talking about? And he thought I was serious, and then went on to explain to me that it was girls now.
Girls now.
Of course.
Mind blown.
It was truly a transformative experience.
The whole toy buying experience is so frustrating because there's no set release dates on these things. So it's just luck that you happen to go there and you're going to get whatever. So Force Awakens toys come out. I like to collect the 3/4 inch, 3.75 inch toys. That's what I had growing up, and I want all of them. So they had Force Friday, and all the toys came out the same day. But then waves 2 and 3, you're checking back, every day. You don't know when they're going to come out. And Canada gets stuff, I don't know why, but like about a month afterwards. So I think I went to Toys R Us within a month about 30 times, but once a day. And,
right.
These people see you, and it's just, they have no information. There's nothing. It's stressful. I can't stand it.
You have way more information than they do, right? When you come in there.
But then you tell them, you're like, oh, yeah, this is supposed to come out, on the first. Like, well, we don't have it, so you must be wrong. I'm like, okay, I guess I am. I'll go fuck off.
Yep.
Well, hey, Jake, you buy toys a lot as well, and you're constantly hitting Toys R Us, because they get a lot of the NECA exclusives. I know, even here, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to win these like, you'll see, it feels like everybody in the country got the new whatever alien figures or whatever, and you'll go and you won't have it, but your Toys R Us will have like that Bat Gremlin that I can't find anywhere.
Yeah, it's super weird the way those toys hit the store. Like you just said, it makes no sense. It's almost as if they're in the warehouse and they just randomly are like, oh, I guess we'll send this toy is going to Valdosta, Georgia this time. They just, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Especially this day and age, I figured that there should be release dates on toys because it's like, it's so popular right now, especially like the Funkos, all of that. They should have set release dates and that are just, it's a big event,
right.
Like every Friday, that's when the toys are going to be put out, but they don't, they just put them out whenever. As a collector, it makes things very frustrating.
I feel like, though, as a collector, it also increases your odds. Because the moment that you have release dates, man, the first 20 people in line are scalpers.
Very true. Ugh, don't get me started.
Yeah.
And with the Ghostbuster stuff, so me and Dan were talking earlier about how it's weird. Like, the stores don't seem like they're getting a lot, and then it's selling, and there's no – like Jake mentioned earlier, the Toys R Us boy didn't know if there was going to be any more coming in. We were kind of trying to speculate. So I was looking on it. So a lot of the toys started hitting Amazon. And, like, for instance, they had proton packs yesterday. I went today. The proton pack on Amazon, you can buy it, but it's not going to be stocked again until August 31st.
Really?
Which is –
Just in time for the movie.
Just in time for the Blu-ray.
How much was the proton pack? Side note, sorry.
Yeah.
Was it $30? It was
$30.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great price. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good.
It looks good. The detail's nice. The packaging's nice. I mean, I expected $30 or $35, so that's not too bad. It's weird. So, like, if you get on Amazon, like, there's some stuff available now, but a lot of it's low in stock. But what I did, I checked out entertainmentearth.com today. They're getting all the Mattel stuff in, but none of theirs is stocking till June or July. So I wonder if maybe Mattel pushed out like an early release to some retail, and then there's going to be a wider release, closer to the movie.
Maybe just to kind of test the waters, see how things sell.
Yeah. I mean, you would think this stuff's been in production for a while, but maybe they can ramp it up if the demand's there. I know on GB Fans, on one of the forums, there's been this huge debate this week about whether or not the fact that it's hard to find some of the stuff is indicative of the popularity of the movie. And it's just such a dumb conversation because it's like none of us know the answer, so who cares?
Yeah. We don't have that algorithm right.
Me and Craig talked about that, like, the merch, is this indicative of Sony really backing this film? And, Craig, since we had that conversation, I've been thinking about it more and more, and I religiously check eBay for, rare Ghostbusters toys or proton pack parts or, other dumb shit I don't need. And the scalping presence on eBay is outlandish. And
right.
I'm almost wondering, you know, your casual fan, maybe he's not finding it because these fuckers are just, they're scooping them up faster than anybody can get out there. I mean, you know, I had to haunt, I had two different Toys R Us's and I hit three different Walmarts before I was able to grab the specific Ghostbusters toys that I wanted to get. And it took me like, it took me like 3 days to get everything all together. And it's, but you go on eBay and it's like $220 for all four girls.
Unreal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and on Entertainment Earth right now.
It's even super.
No, go Jake. You're good.
Oh. No, I was going to say, what's even more crazy about that is the fact that, like, you know, probably within the next month, that shit's going to be everywhere. Like, everybody's going to have it. It's going to be in Walmart. It's going to be in Target. It's not going to be as hard to find, but
it's
gonna still
be
people
want
to.
Yeah, in Canada, it's going to be very hard to find.
Right.
Well, one thing that Paul Feig mentioned while we just had him on the line that kind of snuck in there that's interesting is that they had a hard time. And it's kind of hard to believe because there is a lot of Ghostbusters stuff coming out. But he said that they had a hard time, you know, getting companies on board, which is kind of weird because Ghostbusters is literally like the logo itself is recognized worldwide. I just wonder if there's a hesitation with relaunching a franchise, maybe Sony's history of botching franchises. And unfortunately, maybe the fact that it's female leads all contributed to the fact that maybe we could be even getting more than we're getting. And
I'm glad we have. There's an additional factor, too, that I don't think you're counting in, which was Maddie Collector's abysmal handling of the franchise. Because, I mean, if you're a toy developer and you want to develop, you know, a new line and stuff, you're going to want to try and find some kind of metrics. What was the most recent toy line? How well did it sell? What was the target customer? How many units were produced versus how many units were actually sold? And the only data for that is coming from Maddie Collector, which, like, we all are very well aware of that. I mean, they just handled it so poorly to the point where, like, you know, collector's exclusives that I paid, like, $25 and a subscription service to have is showing up in Big Lots. I mean... Mm-hmm. So, you know, it could be a lot of hesitation on that because there just wasn't a lot of buying power behind the Maddie Collector line because a lot of people didn't even know about it.
If they would have had those in Toys R Us from the get-go, they would have sold way better. I never understood why it was exclusive online.
They're on the way now. Yeah, well, we'll get there. But whenever I think of Maddie Collector, Jake, I think of that video of your malfunctioning thrower, the Mattel thrower.
Oh, yeah. Makes no sense. I don't know what the deal with that is, man.
Talk about the jackhammer one.
Yeah. Yep.
It slowly
just goes in and out for some like random like multiple times. It's so weird.
That was actually a prototype they were working on for a different kind of toy.
Yeah.
They got mixed up, Matt. They got mixed up.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine if the Finchers started developing Ghostbusters-themed sex toys?
Yeah, I can.
Find me
they
on
are now.
I'm excited about it, actually. Oh, that Holston
buy the green. Buy the green ghost and get slime tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's in her. Hey, there's a Miss Slimer.
That's
what I wanted to ask Paul Feig about. I wanted to know, like, how Miss Slimer came to be. Is it just Slimer in costume in the costume shop that we see Holtzman in? I wanted to ask that, but I thought that might be a little too specific.
Yeah, I've come up with just, like, seven great questions since having him on the show. So, yeah.
You know what, though? I think Paul will probably join us again. And
I enjoy
I
that.
Think. I don't know. Maybe he's like, God, I really regret calling. He's like, hey, we're going to talk about Ghostbusters toys. And he gets on the line. How many times did he hear the word multiverse?
Hey, Paul, what about the multiverse?
Hey, Paul, we know you're coming
just,
out with
just,
a film,
I'm
but what about the next
we,
one?
Yeah.
What about,
I'm just
not
glad
this
we
one,
got to ask
one?
Him about fuck.
About what?
I'm just glad we got to ask him about the word fuck being in the movie.
Oh, God, it felt so good.
That's all I care about.
Swears in.
There'll be a post-credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah, I've been wondering, are we going to get a post-credit scene? And is it just going to be...
I hope it's Miss Slimer.
So my dream for a post-credit scene was always this, and it's not going to happen, was that the complete reboot take place in a completely different universe, and we'd have a post-credit scene of Rick Moranis as Louis Tully walking by, seeing the four Ghostbusters, looking at them and saying, "Hey, who are you guys?" Like, "We're the Ghostbusters." And he goes, "Oh, who does your taxes?" Like, that would be to have Louis Tully be, like, just unexplained, like, the same character in the alternate universe, I think would have been, like, the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah.
But
that would have
Rick Moranis is happy and retired, so.
Dan, you do your dream, and then I'll do mine. Go ahead.
My dream post-credits scene was always end of the film, you know, whatever the device is that Rowan had made to bring ghosts to this world, that it does kind of a, like a Stargate trip thing through it. So, like, the camera goes through the device and comes out the other end in, like, this really dark room, and you don't know what's in there, and it's just the glow of the machine, but there's a table that has a drape on it, and the drape's, like, you know, the like a covering. And it just kind of gets blown to the side, and all you see is like the HGA on a 84 proton pack or something. But you know, multiverse.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's deep.
Yeah. Straight up chills.
Yeah. So this was mine. Kind of similar, maybe. I always thought it'd be cool if so the movie ends, we get a post credit scene, and it's just straight up footage from the original film. It just cuts to the four guys crossing the streams and the explosion at the end. And then we cut to like, you know, current time, this, whatever is in this universe. And like a portal opens up, which is opened by the crossing the streams, and just Gozer steps out. And it like kind of, it would kind of set up that like the second film, they'd be facing Gozer. Multiverse.
I feel like there was somebody that posted that on their Facebook that's very similar to that about 2 months ago. Jake, you've been reading my Facebook again?
Oh, did you? I haven't been on Facebook in like a year.
I know. I'm giving you. I gotta give you shit. Anything to connect them. That's what would stop
me.
Yeah. Cool. Well, guys, so we got about 15 minutes left. Adam, we got a bunch of people on the line. Anything else before we move on to the next person?
Absolutely. Number one, great talking to all of you. And number two, I want to plug Ghost Heads movie. I was at the premiere a couple weeks ago, the work in progress print in New York with Brendan. It was wonderful, and I'm excited to see more of it. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Yeah.
There was
all
another
right.
handsome man.
We look forward to having you on again, man.
Thank
of course.
You, sir.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
See you. What was his
Bye.
Name?
Bye.
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 Love you.
Right.
There was another handsome man at that Ghost Heads premiere thing. What was his name?
Handsome man.
Brendan?
Yeah, handsome guy. No, not him. He was wearing a weird suit. Some fat guy that really thought highly of himself. Really handsome fella. Can't remember who that was.
I don't know.
Was it you?
Were you there?
It was
there?
Me.
Oh,
I was.
You,
okay.
You were there?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Just stumbled into it. Yeah.
There you go.
Stumbled on in there.
You stumbled.
Yeah.
Took a stumble.
You took a stumble and you ended up at Ghost Head. There's a lot worse places you could stumble.
What are you looking
Yeah, at? I was in New York. There's a lot worse places.
All right, cool, guys. So we're going to try to go a little bit rapid fire here. We've got right next. That's how I talk. This is a screen MB the Great One. MB the Great One. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello. You got me, guys?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, cool. Well, MB the Great One, or this is Bo Bearden of the Alabama Ghostbusters.
Oh,
Bearden! Bro, how's it going, man?
Hey, good
Bo
evening,
Bearden,
folks.
Bo Bearden, God.
Yeah, it's that guy.
It's that guy, Bo Beard.
Sorry.
Well, Dan, when you were talking about a fat guy who thought well of himself, I was like, hell, I was nowhere near New York.
you were too busy liking my posts, buddy.
Exactly. But no, like I said, I'll try to make it quick. The hot topic is multiverse. Jake hit on what I was talking about was both universes crossing the stream kind of connect the two. That's what I've always kept waiting for when they interjected it, the idea of it.
Yeah, it'd be a cool thing to see.
You know, to have the director of the movie on the line, like we weren't gonna not bring it up because other people would be like Dan, could you imagine if you weren't on the show and we had Paul Feig on and I didn't ask that? Like, you'd probably show up at my house and just slap me.
Yeah, he'd do a Patty Tolan.
Yeah.
But no, that's exactly what you asked Ivan Reitman when he sat at the table. That was like the first question.
I've now asked all the directors of Ghostbusters movies, hey,
do you want to call Katie Dipples now? Like, late night.
But no,
hi,
like,
Katie.
That was awesome. Like, that was completely unexpected because when I tried to call in, it switched over to Skype, and I didn't know who was talking online. I was like, wow, that sounds a lot like Paul. And
yeah.
I was like, well then. But like, I'm with Dan. Like I said, he seems like a good guy, and I'm still not a real big fan of them rebooting the movie. But I'm like he said, I'm happy for those who are.
Yeah,
and absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go watch it. I mean, like I said, I'll you know, heck, we're be a good fan and support it. May not be a fan of it, but you know, I'll give it a shot.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. We're all Ghostbusters.
Root for the home team.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like
Patrick Creel.
Yeah, you know, you root for the home team, and maybe they don't have the best players, or maybe you don't like the coaching direction. Guys, I feel like I'm talking about sports. I'm gonna stop right
now.
Yeah, cool. I have no idea what you're talking about.
hey, Bo, we got. We're trying to knock out a bunch of people before
we get
off.
Just thank you for taking me on, and I'll try again earlier next time.
Yeah, man,
yeah.
And we'll be seeing you soon at the old PKE search.
Maybe if Paul Feig hadn't been so rude.
Oh yeah, I will. Let me mean tweet him real quickly.
All right,
guys.
Buddy. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Bo.
Bye, Bo.
All right.
So fun fact about Bo. Having known him since 2009, that's the most I've ever heard him talk ever.
I literally thought he was a mute. I had no idea. No, he was great. He's great. All right, 604, you're on the line, and tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, I'm Todd Whalen from the Ghostbusters of British Columbia, calling from Vancouver.
Hey, buddy.
Todd, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
This on Instagram. I thought it was a hilarious idea, so I had to give it a try.
Yeah.
Canadian commando.
Yeah.
What's new? I heard you talking to Bo just now. I heard you talking about ghost heads. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We got the Yes Have Some podcast, which we put up a weekly show, and then we started trying to roll out this live show, and we decided to have Dan on tonight, and then Paul Feig called in and talked for 45 minutes. And
awesome.
I lost all my shit.
And then Abby went crazy. And now it's time for Bo and then Todd. So what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Todd time.
No, that's awesome that that Paul made the time to call in. I'm sure he's a busy guy.
Yeah, he was editing.
Yeah, he said he's in the middle of editing. And, they just did some reshoots this week. So they're probably getting some more.
I mean,
which is totally normal.
He says he's editing, but we all know he's signing the dotted line to have all the original copies of Ghostbusters confiscated.
Yeah,
that's
kidding,
the only
right?
obvious thing. Yeah.
You know what? That steelbook.
He's secretly hatching his master plan.
Childhood ruining.
The steelbook, it's a Canadian exclusive. That's just the first step. We can't even get the new Ghostbusters in America.
Yep.
All the heavies are going to get black bagged a week before the premiere.
Yep.
Try to. It's like they're tracking down. He's making comments.
That's why I made a point to say all of our names at the end. You know, he's like, okay, Dan, that name's going on the cease and desist.
Oh my god. So Todd, what's it like being a Ghostbuster in Canada these days? I know you did some stuff for Ghost Heads as well.
Yeah, I did do some stuff for Ghost Heads. Honestly, it's blowing up, man. The last couple of years, you know. When I went out to Toronto Comic Con to see the Ontario Ghostbusters last time, like that's when Ghost Heads was following me around, and like it's amazing to see like in the last 5 years how much it's grown, because the thing that happened just after just this last weekend was a couple of our guys from BC here went to Calgary Comic Con with the Alberta Ghostbusters, and their group is huge now. Like within just the last couple of years, that like. Ontario, Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, like it's just blown up. Like there's so many more people doing it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's so cool. And like we've gotten to, you know, meet some of you guys coming down to Dragon Con and PKE Surge,
that's right.
And it's just
you guys know how to party.
You guys do know how to party.
That's right.
Damn sure.
We also know how to lose Evelyn at the Claremont, so that's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's still there. It's been 2 years.
Yeah. I haven't seen her since then.
Cool. Well, man, thanks for calling in. Like I said, we got 10 minutes left. We're running through callers. We actually got a bunch of people on hold still. What? Anything else? Any last thought you want to get off your chest before we move on?
No, man. Just that that I'm glad this fandom keeps going. It's a really cool thing that makes a lot of friends, makes a lot of people happy, and we have a lot of fun. So I just want to see people keep doing it.
Cool, man.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, and
we'll be.
Are you going to make it out to Dragon Con this year?
Not out of the question. I kind of doubt it, but not out of the question.
Okay.
We'll see.
Cool, man. All right, man. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, we'll catch you later.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Cool. All right. Let's go to Rapid Fire. 631, you're on the line. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, everybody. It's me, Joseph Ortiquez. Called last time. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. Yes, and as last time, Abby, yes, they enjoyed me talking about Ghostbusters, but this week they're avoiding me like I have the flu. Yes, Abby, they avoiding me like the flu. I had a Walmart associate in the back room, manager. I go, hey, buddy, hey, did you get any of this? The guy turned around and ran in the aisle and didn't come out. I was like, okay, I thank you. Bye. I felt
Hold
like it was Kelly. I was like, you're the key. I honestly felt like the key master. I felt like it was Toy. Are you the key master? No, I guess not. Are you the key master? Every day. That's what the Facebook I've been putting day one. Day one, no Ghostbuster toys.
Well, listen, man, you're working at Walmart. You got the inside source. You're going to get those toys any day now, and you're going to have more than all of us.
Yeah, I'm
pretty sad, and I've been dying to have a Ghostbuster toy in our store forever. These darn Jurassic, no offense to you guys loving Jurassic Park, but there's a whole aisle of it in my store. You guys need to come to me. You need to come to Milford, Pennsylvania,
and
come to my Walmart.
Very
I know you
happy.
Guys are from Atlanta, but come to Walmart. We have an aisle for you guys. We have an aisle of Jurassic Park stuff.
Breaking
are you
news,
from Atlanta?
Next...
Come to Walmart. This is where you belong.
Come to my Walmart.
We're going to the Walmart.
We'll talk about Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Well, Joe, man,
Walmart.
Thanks so much for calling, man. Keep us updated. As soon as you get those toys, post some pictures onto the Facebook page because we want to see what your Walmart got.
Yeah.
We're going to compare it to our Walmart.
I do a show on YouTube called Ghost Head Talk, and I would love to have you two on my show. It would be a pleasure and an honor to have you on my show.
Cool,
dude.
So, Dan and Jake?
You guys can come on my show.
Cool, man.
Let's
do it.
Send us a message, and we'll make that work, man.
Yes, thank you, and you guys have a great night. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, good luck
bye,
in
buddy.
The hunt.
Love you guys. Bye.
Oh,
we love
you.
We got love.
Whoa.
All right. Moving on. 602 area code. Where are you, and who are you?
Is Yojo Cuz from Instagram.
Oh, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Yojo Cuz? How's it going, man?
It's really good. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
How's the collecting?
It's stressful as all hell.
yes.
I know you guys are trying to get off the line quick, but...
Let it out. Let the stress out.
I hang out with, on occasion, with a couple of guys from the Arizona Ghostbusters, and they put together a... Instagram post that there was a Walmart over by my office, and the picture was fully stocked, original series, new stuff, Stay Puft. Apparently there's a burnt version of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man that I've never seen a picture of.
Yep.
I literally leave my office, go to this Walmart maybe 45 minutes after he posted, and everything was swiped, and I was beside myself. So,
yeah.
Bunch of savages.
Yes, just disrespectful. So I
well, Jake, I've gotten calls from Jake where that happens to him, where he gets a lead on something and then he gets there and it's gone. And Jake, you don't get irrationally angry about that kind of stuff, do you?
No.
Oh, dude, all the time. What did I do? I went to Toys R Us, like, I don't know, 2 days ago, and as I was pulling into Toys R Us, my gas light came on, and I got so angry, and I was like, no, fuck you, car. I have toys to buy. I'm not putting gas in you right now.
And
then I bought a bunch of Ghostbuster toys, and there's
incredibly relevant to my day-to-day because I went to two Walmarts with my gas light on thinking, I don't care. This is happening.
Windows down.
I'm doing this.
Yeah,
we're going to figure
it out.
It
better be downhill to get to this Walmart.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's that episode of Seinfeld where they just get in the car and they see how long they can drive a tank of gas. Like, that's what we're doing for Ghostbuster
yes.
toys.
I totally Kramered it the entire day going for Ghostbuster toys. But, I got the burnt Stay Puft, which is really nice packaging. I was able to get two of the original four figures. So I'm on the hunt for Winston and Egon. But the Ecto 2-pack of the classic, it is just – it will never see Arizona. It will never come
here. I'm staring at mine. Staring at mine right now.
Oh,
you are in Virginia.
I almost got kicked out of my Walmart for buying it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I turned the corner, and it was the night before the first – and they had the pallets out, and I saw the box, and it said Hot Wheels Classic Ghostbusters Assortment 2-Pack. And I, like, beelined it for the box, and I busted out my keys, and I opened the box, and one employee right next to me was like, excuse me, sir, you can't do that. I'm like, no, I got this. Don't worry about it. And
this is my first time.
I finished opening up the box, and then this really angry woman came around. She's like, sir, you can't do that, and actually, like, took the box from me and hit it. And I ended up having to talk to a manager to go back there and retrieve it for me so that I could purchase the not street-dated car that was on the floor. yeah,
was this in Arizona?
No, this is in Virginia.
Yeah.
Hey, Yo Joe Cuz, man, we're going to do another live show soon. Call in, and we'll get to you a little bit earlier. We got 2 minutes, and we got one more caller, and we just got to run. So
yeah, next time
all
for
good,
sure,
guys.
Dude.
All right,
man.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, so we got one more caller, and then we'll wrap up. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
What are you wearing?
And what are you wearing right now?
Hey, this is Charles. Are y'all there, or am I the last caller?
You're the last caller. What's up, Charles?
Hey, this is Charles Fincher with Fincher Technologies. Planning a rollout of Fincher Tech Ghostbusters oriented sex toys.
Yeah,
I don't know where I got that idea from. No, I haven't found any of the new Ghostbuster shit. I feel like the two spaceball assholes with the big comb ain't found shit. But I'm looking forward to it. But I know I got a lot of time, but I want to say love your show. Love you guys. You guys are more than welcome to come hang out at the Fincher Technologies garage where we make shows.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming.
And,
dude, we're coming.
Well, I messaged Charles the other day because I'm about to order a Sponge Face Belt Gizmo kit, and Charles and his father are going to help me, I think.
They're going to be in charge. We are.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So, dude, thank you so much for calling. We'll get to you earlier next time, and we'll
oh,
do
no
some
problem,
chat.
I know. But you guys have a great night. I love the show. Y'all take care.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
Bye. All right, guys, so we got 60 seconds. This has been kind of a whirlwind. I think we did what we came to do. We talked to Ghostbusters toys. We talked to Paul Feig,
the Ghostbuster man himself.
We talked to
some other people.
We talked to
too.
Joe.
Talked to
so
Joe.
We did it all.
So it was a great time.
It was a great time.
I'm so glad that
everyone
could join us here. One last time.
Yeah, it was super good.
Yeah. Dan, thanks for joining us, man.
Yes.
Any final thoughts? We'd like to give our guests the last 30 seconds. So tell us what's on your mind.
Last 30 seconds. As far as the toys go, I'm excited to see toys back on the shelf. I'm hoping that as we get closer to the release, we'll see more. We'll see more of the classic merchandise out there, more of those awesome Burnt Stay Puffed figures. But for all the fans out there right now that are having a really, really hard time finding that stuff, just keep your chins up. Keep searching.
Keep your chins
you guys
up.
Will get
5 seconds.
Up.
Abby, take
chins
us
up. Up
you'll
up.
Get it.
Keep, let's do it. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we're off the air.
What the fuck?
Holy crap.
Wait, I think
what
we're off the air.
What the fuck just happened?
What the fuck?
I mean, are we off the air?
We could still be off the air. What I want to do now is hang up on everybody.
Whew.
Guys, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be talking about
this. I need
this.
To go get a towel. Okay.
For the Slimer sex toy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much. That was so much fun, dude. Dan, thanks a
yeah.
lot, man.
Dude, thank
yeah,
you
dude,
so much, guys. Great hearing from you.
All right.
Really, man.
We'll talk
experience.
To you soon. Bye.
All right,
yes,
guys.
Sir.
Bye.
Later.